Today, sharing the Dershow Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Omid Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're going to be finishing off Emir Toshem Simon Tov Reish Samach Dalet, and also starting and finishing Emir Toshem Tov Reish Samach Hei. We begin on the very second line, Kuf Lamed Dalet Omid Beis, with Sif Ches. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Mishomi brings this opinion down, the Baragolitz from the Agos HaShvi, in the name of the Or Zeruah. And he says this opinion holds, Shoshana Shebelulav, that the Hoshanas that we have in the Lulav, Avol Bishin Nizrika, and Lifsoa Aleha. Even though you're done with the mitzvah and you've put it away, you're not allowed to step on it because that's a bizoyun and you can't step on it. And he says, Ayin El Elder Amo adds, in Simon Chafal of Kabitzitzis, what the halach is over there, which we'll see inside in the Dershu footnotes. But first, let's go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavches. And he writes, Hu Adin Arava Shel Hoshana. The same halach applies not only to the Arava, this is the Lulu, but the actual Arava of the Hoshanas. Ayin Lazalzu Boy, you're not allowed to go and be Mazalzit, you're not allowed to denigrate it. He brings down the name of the Birki Yosef and the name of the Seder Yom. And in Sivkot and Chavtes, the Mishnah Berurah says that in Simon Chaf Aleph with Hilchot Tzitzis, Rosh Lomar, Ma'adu B'vur Shom B'Sif Aleph in the Haggah, what the Ramah says over there in Sif Aleph is applicable here as well. And you can see this in Dershu footnote number 22. And he says, Ein Linhog Bo Minhog Bizoyin. It says over there that when you're done with the Tzitzis, or they're cut off, so you're not allowed to treat it in a denigrated fashion. And you can't throw it away in a disgusting sort of a way. You wouldn't be able to use it as a shmata. Elo she'en on Tzvichas Gneza, but you don't technically have to go put it in a Gneza because it's Tashmishe Mitzvah and not Tashmishe Kedusha. He says, however, there are those that are medakte to be gonizin and amachmir, and as one who's medakte in this situation, tovel bracha. He brings down as well from the Mishnah Berurah, she'isul azarkun hukish azarkun be a dayim liashba. The isser is actually throwing it with your hands into a garbage straight out. However, if you put it in something that is separate, but if you didn't have a chance to be gonies it and it gets thrown away, nishkeferlach. Then he says the minog is if you finish off the hitting of the Hoshanas, there's a minhag to go put it in various platforms in the shul or even on top of the Aron Kodesh. And he brings down from the Shilas Shul of Marsham that that's permissible. It's not considered bizoyin over here because this is leiv beis demas nalkach, that this is the custom and basis that it's okay. He brings down as well from the Munkacher and the Darkei Chayim Vishalom, she'ein lasos kin, one shouldn't do so because this is a bizoyin for the Aron Kodesh. Furthermore, he says the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Tov Mem Hei brings down a beautiful custom to go and burn the Hoshanas as part of the Sreifas Chometz. However, the Ramah himself is going to say momentarily that there is a minhag to go and burn it in the baking of the matzahs. Now we go to Sif Test. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer, and this you can see in the Baragola is that goes by Monios in the name of Elezim Mitz, the Yireyim, and he says, Yesh Misha Omer, this opinion is, She'osu lehanos min arova la'achar nitilosa. You're not allowed to get any hanor from the arova after you take it, unless you made it tonight. Imlo hisno aleh meikora, unless you made it tonight from the very beginning. We'll see a big machlokas, what does it mean from the very beginning? Does it mean before yantif, or does it mean before you use it for the mitzvah? Because the lakula yeoma iskat soil mitzvah. Because if you have used it, so it's muktzah for that entire day for the mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed tells us, Ayin and Mogen of Rom, Shem Afakbek, he disagrees with this din. The Lav L'Kuli Amo, Mahani Tanai, says not everybody agrees that Tanai is good, so just because you made it Tanai doesn't mean that it works. And we'll see this in the Bir Halach in a moment. And he says, Omnam Hal Yerabba, Mitarit Zivir Shulchan Aruch, the Al Yerabba explains the Shulchan Aruch here, and became the Bir Halacha, in Dira Maskel, Imlo Hisna, Be'arnu, the L'Kuli Amo, Mahani Vizetanai. He says, no, in fact, the Tanai does work, and he says, Ayin Shom Baruch. And we'll look at this long Bir Halacha, we'll only look at part of it in a moment. And then Sivkot Lamed Aleph, he tells you, go look in this Bir Halacha to see what the din is. So we'll just start at the beginning of the Bir Halacha, where the Chavetz Chaim says in Dibra Maskelam Lohisna that Tzarish Yasna Kode Bein Hashmashos. The first opinion is that you have to go and make the Tanai before the Bein Hashmashos, because otherwise, during the Bein Hashmashos, it already becomes Muktzah, and therefore it's going to be Muktzah for the entire day. That is the opinion that is first brought down. However, he brings down the Bikur Yaakov, and we'll see many Achronim, that it's Sagi, I'm skipping a couple of lines, Gam Kein Ki Yisane, that you make the Tanai, Mikode Basiyas Mitzvah, as long as you make the Tanai before you do the Mitzvah. Then you have basically stated, I'm not giving up the right to get hanor from this, and as long as you say this before the mitzvah was started, we don't say migu diskatzoi, it's that's called kuliyoma. He says, omnam, biikradin, itnai mol. He says, separately, does it tonight work or not? That's a big machlokus. And he brings from the Morgan of Ram, Zetoli Buplukta, that this is a machlokus. And he brings down a slew of Rishonim, great Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ran, says also the opinion of the Urayim, or Lezim Mitz, as brought down by Hagos Maimonios in his name. All these Rishonim hold Mahani Tanai Gam Leosa Yom. You can make it tonight, even that day. However, he brings down Tosos, Enomor Wills at night. this night does not work. And then in the rest of this Bir Halacha, which we won't go into, he brings down the rationale why this is incorrect, and he concludes, as we mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, that L'kuli Yama Mahani B'Zitnai. In fact, everybody does hold that Etnai does work. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'nogu letznia ha'oshanos lafias matzos. This is what I mentioned before. The Ramah brings in a beautiful minog. The people keep the hoshanas, and they use it when they bake the matzos. K'dil lasos b'mitzvah. He brings down from the Revile and from the Ma'ariel. And this is a beautiful idea, that once you start doing something with a mitzvah, you continue trying to do another mitzvah with it as possible. Sifio, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer, he brings down this opinion, the Ber Hagola, this is Matzah Kosov Behad the Rav Huna. This is based upon Rav Huna's opinion in the Gemara in Sukkah. Yesh Misha Omer, Sheyesh Li Zar, Shalo Yakot Yisrael Arovo Le Mitzvah Mistei Akum, Afilo Berushosu Akum. He says the meaning is not to go cut down the Arovos, and we've already explained previously, we had a whole discussion about this, which we'll reiterate in Deir Shu footnotes number 23 and 24, that not to cut down any of the Dalaminim from a Stei Akum because of the concern of Gizela, that they didn't really own the field, and now you, by cutting it, are doing the act of a gezeila, and you can't be yotzi these mitzvos with elul of agosel. And he says, this is even if the Yaakov gave you permission. Why is this the case? And the Mishnah Berurah reminds us, Sivkot Lamed Beis, he showed the stam akum, because by the tipul akum, hakarko shalahem gezulin me'achern. We have to presume that they stole the land. They know moel reshusim was that. And even if they give you permission, it doesn't help, because karka ain't no nigzelus. So karka can never be stolen. And therefore, as a result, it really belongs to the original owner. So the fact that this Ganav, the Akum, has given you permission doesn't do anything for you. And if you were to actually cut it, then who are Gozo? You are now the one that is actually detaching it and therefore stealing it. And it would be a Lulav HaGozo, it would be an Esrog HaGozo, and no good. So what should you do? Eliyitzos Akum. The Akum should cut it. Now he is the one that is Gozel it. Be it namely so. Now if you purchase it from him, that would be halachically allowable. And he says, well, then, kishikot says Yisrael. And if you were to cut it, as long as you don't use it, no sin l'chaveiro, and you give it to somebody else, that would also be acceptable, shari. Now he says, ukamoshi kasavdim simim tofresh mentes sifalef, in the Mishnah Berurah over there, sifkot nyudalef, this entire thing was discussed already by the Dalet Minim. And he says, also look in the Taz, ayin in the Taz, shikasa dibzman hazeh, lo aminim distam gizul meim. He holds the Taz, and nowadays the Akum didn't steal it, and we'll see why. We'll go through this in the issue footnotes 23 and 24 in a moment. And he says we've already discussed all of this. Ayin Le'el and Siman Tov Rishlam and Zayin Siv Gimel and the Hagah and the Ramah over there and the Shabur over there and the Bir Halacha over there, and as well in Siman Tov Rishman and Tefs and Siv Aleph in the Hagah and the Ramah the Mishnah Berurah or Bir Halacha over there as well. Kol Shayach L'Nyanenu. It's the exact same discussion whether it's a Hoshana, just a Arava, or it's the other Dalet Minim. Fine. Now let's look in the issue footnote 23 and 24 to remind us. 23 says, Shem ein efshar shanochu yiktsos the schach. If it's impossible for the nochi to cut down the schach, then mutu liktsos biatzman. Then you would be allowed to go cut it down. However, ubavad shiito rishus mivalakaka. We should at least ask permission. Afilu menochu, even if it's a nochi, because maybe he really does own the land, and therefore at least you're doing what you can. He says, furthermore, Shebedinosenu, in our countries, rova kako shiyesh lochum nitule medina malchus. They actually do own the land because Dina de Malchusadina, and the government says that they own the land, and therefore you can, in fact, rely upon that they gave you permission to cut it down. And he says, likewise, okay, if the government says anybody can go and cut down wood from here, so then, then if you take it, you have permission to do so from the government, then it's allowed. He says, the El Yerabah writes, Al Psak Zeh B'tzorach Iyon. The El Yerabah is not so sure about this. Nevertheless, the Bir Halacha over there said, in the name of the Bikur Yaakov, Shekivan Shariaz Beri Hitiru Lito Min HaNochwi B'mekom Mushamayolim Lo Hayu B'hem Rav Yisrael. Since in these places, where there wasn't the majority of Yidden there originally, so Mestamet belonged to the Yaakov, Yesh Lismoch Al Tziru Shnei HaTerim B'yachad. You can rely upon the combination of these two Haterim, and therefore you can let the Yaakov give you permission, and then you can cut it down yourself. Albeit, if you want to do l'chatchila, do it the way we mentioned, to have the Akum cut it down. The issue footnote number 24 adds, Sheish Lizar Shlo Yikso Sayhudi Be'atzmo, the Arbaminim. You should ideally let, again, the same discussion apply to the Akum to let him cut it. And he says this is true even if the Akum gives you Rishus because of the concerns that we mentioned before about Karka Eino Nigzelis. And he says, in this situation, if Nimtso Sheheim Shayachim Yisrael Vakotis Gozvi Menu, it would be a problem if it really was owned by a Yid. He then adds, l'chatrila, one should try to do this. However, b'di'evit, if you cut it down yourself, it will be kosher if you got reshus from the nochri. And you can make a bracha on it, because nisofik ain't choshishim shema hakarka gizula. We don't have to be concerned about this on a b'di'evit level. Now we go to Sif Yud Aleph, the last Sif in this beautiful Siman. Sif Yud Aleph. Imchol Yom Hoshana Rabba B'Yom Rishon. If Hoshana Rabba comes out on a Sunday, V'katzitzu Ovdei Kochavim Arava B'Shabbos, and they cut down for you the Hoshanas on Shabbos, they view and they bring it to you. Nevertheless, you're allowed to use it on Sunday. Kshere, it is acceptable. Mishnah Berurah explains Sif Katan Lamed Gimel. Why is that so? Hainu, this is true. Afilu Tzivelo Yisrola Kos Bishrilo. Even if you told the guy to go and cut it down for you, it still is acceptable, even though it was also for you to tell the guy to do that. Nevertheless, in this situation, we don't say it's also. We don't say it's also because this is after the event. And mitzvah ba'avera is only when it occurs simultaneously. The achar kolos ba'avera, the avera was done on Shabbos, and it's all done. Lekum mishum mitzvah ba'avera. Now, on Sunday, we don't say it's a mitzvah ba'avera. And this is brought down by the Mokin of Ram in the name of the Rashba. But not everybody agrees to this. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh me'achronim and shemafak b'vim azeh. There are achronim that disagree with this Mogen Avraham's interpretation of the Rashba. And this includes in the Sharetzim, you can see, the Prima Godim and Levushe Srod. The Adkan lo motzinim b'Rashba, they explain the Rashba to say that that was only in a situation, Shehitia b'zeh, that he allowed you to use it on Sunday, when it was cut down on Shabbos, was when you told him on Friday to cut it down. Elish etzivo b'er Shabbos, stam, shumazumonos lo motzi Shabbos. You told him, Friday afternoon, I'm going to need this Motzi Shabbos, Sunday morning. So cut it down. Now it was time Friday afternoon for him to cut it down, but he chose to cut it down on Shabbos. He could have cut it down Friday afternoon when it was perfectly permissible for you to tell him to do so. And therefore, only in that situation did the Rashba say, so he chose to do it on Shabbos morning because it was easier for him. But he could have done it Friday afternoon when it wasn't yet Shabbos. And therefore, he's doing it on his own, and therefore that's why you're allowed to use it. Abo kishisivo liktos b'shabes. The Prima Gordon and Lavush Yisrod say, if you instructed the Akum to go and cut it for you on Shabbos for Sunday, lo muchach mishom lahoko. You can't understand the Rashba that say that that's permissible. B'yesh lo acheres, as long as you have something else, you shouldn't rely upon that heter, and you shouldn't ask the Akum to go cut it for you on Shabbos itself. The Ramah now adds, and he says, hagot, miu im sivo yisro lukatsiswa, including everything that we just said, you certainly don't want to do this before Hesya. Even if it would be permissible, you don't want to do it before Hesya. And he says, if you do it before Hesya, he says, Yesh lahachmir im yesh lo arava acheres, then you certainly shouldn't rely upon this if you have other arovas. He brings down the name of the Beis Yosef and the name of the Chuvas Rashba. And we see this in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Lamedalet, Afilu lo tzivo lekatzitzu b'Shabbos. And this would be true, even when you didn't tell him to cut it on Shabbos, you still shouldn't use it if you cut it on Shabbos, if it was done before Hesya. Rakamar shetei muzumenes lo motzi Shabbos. Even in a situation where you told him to go cut it on Friday afternoon, and you just want to have it ready on Motzi Shabbos, so you didn't tell him to cut it on Shabbos, nevertheless, you shouldn't rely upon that if he did it before Hesya, that he cut it on Shabbos. That could lead to a kilkel, and therefore we don't allow it. That concludes the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Samach Dalet, and now we go to Tov Reish Samach Hei. It's a short Siman. Mitzvah Hashem will finish the entire Siman, which deals with the halachos of the Esrog after the mitzvah has been completed. The Mechaber starts Sif Aleph. Esrog B'Shvi Oser. On the seventh day after, on Hoshana Rabbah, after you took the Esrog in the morning, so you finished using the mitzvah of the Esrog, nevertheless, it's still Oser the rest of that day. Why? Shari Huktzah L'chol Shiva, because it was Muktzah for the mitzvah of Esrog for all 7 days. And therefore, Rafidul Nifsal Achar Sh'Oser Bo Mitzvah, even if it became somehow possible, it's no longer a kosher etzog, nevertheless, also kosher v'syomim. Even if it became possible during any time during Sukkot, it still remains also to get hanah from it until after Sukkot is over. However, u'b'shmini atzeres, mutter. The Chabad says on shmini atzeres, it would be permissible to use it. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Aleph, afilu li'achar shenasas b'mitzvasa, that we're talking here, even after the mitzvah was done, as I mentioned on the seventh day, is still not allowed to use this esrog. The issue footnote number one brings down, there's a famous minhag that's brought down in the Mati Ephraim, that pregnant women go and bite the esrog and say, Chava, she ate from the esrog tree. According to one interpretation, the Eitz Hadas was an esrog tree. And therefore, that caused us to have difficulties in childbirth. So the woman who's pregnant goes and bites the esrog and say, listen, I waited until the esrog was done with the mitzvah and only ate it then. I'm not like Chava who ate the Eitz Hadas prematurely. They were going to be allowed to eat it on Shabbos, and then they would live forever. So the woman says, I didn't eat the Esrog prematurely. I eat it only when I'm allowed to. So therefore, the Bati Ephraim brings down, it's a beautiful minhag for a woman to have an easy labor, easy childbirth, easy delivery. So the Darki Chaim Shalom disagrees, and he says, also Lassus Kain, he says, you're not allowed to do this because the Esrog is hooked to limit Sosa. You're not allowed to go bite it. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita has a compromise. He says, if she just bites off the pitim, the pasul, the Esrog, and she doesn't get any Hanah from that, so then it's mutter for her to do this on Hoshana Rabbah because the Isra of Muktza here is from Hanah, not from touching it and not from biting off the pitim. Very interesting. The issue for number two brings down, shemutul or riach esuk shemitzah, you'd be allowed to go and smell this, as we mentioned previously in the Mishnah Brura, that the iser of the esrog is to eat it, because that's what you do with esrogim, as opposed to the adasim, which are used for smell. So therefore, it's also to smell it. But since the esrog is technically used for eating, so you haven't asked it for smell. Albeit the Orach HaShulchan brought down in Siman Tov Reish Nun Gimel, shevadei neser gam l'richo. You shouldn't go and smell the esrog as well. The Chazon Ish adds, and he says, Shein Lomar, you don't have to say, Shema Shemuchon Esrog L'Riach, according to opinion, says you can smell the esrog, you don't have to be concerned that if you're allowed to smell it, you may come to eat it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis tells us that it's also, again, as we just mentioned, Ba'achila and Ba'ayin La'el B'simen Tov Reish Nun Gimel, which we just discussed in Tishuvah number 2. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel says it's also all 7 days. V'mifrisho liyom echad. But however, if a person said, I'm only using the esrog for this day, the Gemara has a case of a person set aside 7 esrogim for the 7 days for hider mitzvah. So if you did that, so eino osur elo liyom echad bilvat adalayla. Then it's only osur for that day. Now we continue in the Mechaber. And the Mechaber writes, in Chutz Laretz, Shaosim Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galios, where we have 2 days of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, then it's also Af B'Shmini, then it will be also even on Shmini Atzeres. However, Umutu B'Tishiyah, but we put Mutter on Simchas Torah. V'afilu Cholios B'Yachav B'Shabbos, and this would be true even if Simchas Torah were to be on Sunday. However, the Mechaber then brings down another opinion, V'yesh Osim B'Cholios B'Yachav B'Shabbos. No, there are those that say, no, if it's on Sunday, so then Shabbos would have been Mechen for it, and you're not allowed to go and use it even on Sunday. Now, let's understand this a little bit better by going to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Dalet. He says, why can't you use it in Chutz Loretz on Shmini? Because it's a Sofik Shvi. Do Sofik Shvi. Maybe it really is Hoshana Rabbah. But Taz says that if it became possible, then you definitely could use even the Chutz Loretz on Shmini Atzeres. However, the Korban Nesanel disagrees. Both the Korban Nesanel Cholikalov became Kosev Chidushi or Ritva Lahachmer. Both the Korban Nesanel and the Ritva seem to suggest that they disagree over here that you could use it on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Loretz if it was Nifsal, and you shouldn't. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Hey, Vafilu Cholios. The Echad B'Shabbos, the one opinion said you could, one opinion said you couldn't. So the reason why the opinion says you can, if Simchas Torah is on Sunday, is because we don't ask it because of Achana from Shabbos to Yontif. You didn't do anything with it, so therefore it's not as if Shabbos is Mechen for it. On the other hand, Sivkot and Vav, the other opinion says, no, it's Aser. Why? This opinion holds, the Gam B'Zeh Shayach Hachona, Kivin Shoyo Aser B'Yomo. No, there is a Hachona, because on Shabbos was Aser, so how did it become Mutter on Sunday? Simchas Torah, it must be the Shabbos was Mechen it. And he says, Ayin El Yerabah, Shukos of Dela Eis, Hatzorech Yesh Loko. You can rely upon the lenient first opinion that it would be good on Simchas Torah when you need to. Shirov Poskim Tir, because the majority of the Poskim, in fact, say that this is acceptable. The issue foot number 4 brings down what happens if somebody wasn't yet Yotzi the Mitzvah on Hoshana Rabbah and it's the Bein HaShemoshes period of time. So he brings down from the Bikur Yaakov, Sha'osilit Lol Mitzvah, so Bishazul Misofik. You can't use it here because it's a Sofik. Maybe it's Hoshana Rabbah, but maybe it's Rede Yontif. And if it's Yontif, it's Mukta, and you wouldn't be allowed to go and use it. On the other hand, he brings down from the Mukhi Yor Chaim, and based upon Tosos and Sukkah, Shema Dayin Lo Nital Lulav B'Yom Shvi, if you didn't yet take the Lulav, and now it's Bein HaShemoshes between Hoshana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres. So he says, Kivin Sharei Zeh Ke'en Hadin She'asei D'Rabbanan Docha Losasei D'Rabbanan. It's like an Asei D'Rabbanan to go and take the Lulav. It can be Docha the Losasei D'Rabbanan U'Mukta U'Befrat She'ei Shnei Chazokus HaMechuyovas Litol Ben B'Vein HaShemoshes. Because there are 2 reasons that you should take it. Number one, Sha'ad HaMuchez Chizchiyev L'Kayim HaSemitzvah. Because you have a Chazokah, you haven't yet been Yotzei, and you're Chayev to do it. And Chazokah She'dayin Huyom. And also there's a possibility that it's still daytime. So therefore, the Nemukhi Arachayim says that you can. Tishufut number 5 brings down that we learned previously in Tov Reish Samach Zayin, Legabe Noi Sukkah, Sheish Matirim Listapik Menu B'Shabbos Shechol B'Motzi Yontif Achun Shalachag. If Shabbos was after Yontif, then you could use it. If it was Thursday, Friday, Yontif, so you could use it on Shabbos. Shemeza Tam Nasser also, for whatever the reason, it was Aser on Yontif, Emishum Sheshovas B'Yomtif Yachshom Kiachad, Hare Kaimelen Shem Shtei Kedushos. No, it's 2 separate Kedushos, and if it's Emishum Achana, Eza Achana Yishkan, there's nothing that was actually done. Okay. Finally, we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Hifrish Shiva Esrogim Shiva Yom. Famous story in the Gemara. Person wanted to do Hidur Mitzvah. He set aside 7 Esrogim, 1 for each day of Sukkot. So Kol Echad Yotzei Bo V'Yochel L'Mochar. So each one was only hooked to Mitzvah for that day. The next day you could go and eat it, as the Gemara described. Avol B'Yom Osur. But on that very day, for the entire day, it's Osur. Shehuktzu L'Chol Osur Yom. Because it was set aside for the Mitzvah of Esrog for that day. Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sifkot and Zayin, Lav Davka. Doesn't mean that it's only permissible the next day. L'Chol Osur Yom. It means at night too. The start of the day is at the nighttime. For the Malayla Mutter, it would be permissible on the second night already, which is the start of the second day, to go and have the esrog that was set aside for the first day. And it brings down from the Shitas, the Rebbe Brachya, Mistapik, Echadino l'inyan banish marshals. He questions what would be that halacha during banish marshals. And this foot number six says, "Lagabi misha dain lo notal arbas minim. If he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of the arba minim, shebe banish marshals shalayom rishon chayiv litol below bracha kimishu sofik deraisa on the first day to sofik deraisa. V'skimu achronim shegam b'shar yomim nochal litol, and the rest of the days you could take it as well." This concludes Siman Tov Reish Samach Vav, a beautiful Siman, and today's shir.